It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Secure peace of mind for 2024. Hi, this is Brett with Naughty Pine Oil Company. We are your local, third-generation, family-owned source for bulk fuel, serving Northeast Kansas. I am inviting you now to lock in your fuel price for 2024. Prepay before year end and enjoy stability in your fuel cost. Act now and call 785-364-3711 today for more details.
We welcome you to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. We're getting set for college hoops this afternoon in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Benedictine plays host to Central Methodist. Hello again, everybody, with Brian running the board. He is like the news guy, the morning drive time show host, and, of course, primo board op. Brian Hagan, thanks for being there for us tonight. Tom Cassidy here, courtside. I got all the fun. He's got all the work. I got all the fun watching a couple of teams in the ladies' game. It's the first of our doubleheader with the guys' game coming up at about 7:30. Ladies' game, a rematch of one that we saw over in Fayette, Missouri. It's just so hard to believe. It has been a couple of months ago already that we saw that game, November the 20th, when the Lady Ravens knocked off Central Methodist over there. That said, public address announcer getting set to introduce the starters to the crowd. Let me introduce them to you. What do you say? First of all, for the visitors from Central Methodist, CMU's going to be starting Samiah Stevens, a 5'9" sophomore from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Nautica Washington, a freshman from Columbia, Missouri. She's 5'9". 5'9" senior Sheree Trotter from University Place, Washington. From California, Missouri, out of Westminster College, it's a 5'6" senior, Tristan Porter. And rounding up the starting five, a transfer from Columbia College in Columbia, Missouri, the 5'10" sophomore, Kaylin Johnson. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, and head coach Chad Folsom, his assistant Andy Connolly. Benedictine is going to be starting the five seniors we've gotten accustomed to. It'll be Kennedy Nicholson out of Eisenhower High School, Goddard, Kansas. She's 5'6". At 5'7", Lauren Dubert from Beloit, Kansas. Jefferson County North alum, 5'11", Josie Weiser. Out of Wichita, Cape and Mount Carmel Catholic High School, it's a 6'1", Jennifer Jacobs. And rounding it out of the Big 7, in Nemaha Central High School, Seneca, 6'3", Riley Roddinghouse. So for Central Methodist, Stevens, Washington, Trotter, Porter, Johnson, Permanent Nixon, Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Jacobs, and Roddinghouse. Lady Ravens coming into the game tonight off a very impressive road win up in Dubuque on Saturday. And BC's been playing well coming into the game tonight. They are 14-3. They are receiving votes in the national poll. They are 11-2. In the Heart of America Athletic Conference, Central Methodist coming into the game at 7-12, 4-11 under first season head coach Dustin Young. This is Coach Young's first trip into the Nolan Gymnasium as the head coach of this team, although not his first trip there actually as he played. He's a grad. He's an alum of CMU. But before coming to the ladies' team to coach, he coached at Battle High School for a few years. Last time these two teams met, Benedictine had five players in double-digit scoring, led by Lauren Dubert with 26. So we'll be talking about that as the game goes along, but right now, the Lady Ravens in the home white with red and black, CMU in the traveling black with white. We're set to go and hope you enjoy women's college basketball this evening here on Care. As the ball goes up, the tip of the way, it's on the floor, and it'll be taken away by Kennedy Nicholson, Benedictine with the basketball. We're underway. Lady Ravens are going to feed down to the baseline. It's going to be out of the reach of Rodinghouse, and BC is going to turn it over. CMU will have the ball back without having given up a shot. Lady Eagles are going to be going from right to left across your dial here in the opening half. Benedictine is going to apply a little pressure on the upcourt play. Dubert with the guard on Stevens. Topside is going to go Trotter, rather Washington, then Trotter. Back over to the left side to Trotter. She'll drive down the right side of the line and put up a runner. It's going to be up on off the back and good. First bucket of the ball game is going to belong to Sheree, and it is 2-0 CMU right out the gate. 9:20 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Josie, feeds to Rodinghouse. Back out on top, it'll come to Jacobs. She'll stop a step and a half above the free throw line. Jump it over to the left side. Now back, it's going to come into the middle. They missed Jacobs, but it was saved underneath for the Ravens. And now a driving layup for Dubert will not go in, but she's been fouled. It'll be the first foul of the ball game for Samaya Stevens. And coming to the free throw line, Lauren Dubert. Her first free throw, no. Benedictine, they do a lot of things really, really well, but shooting free throws is not really one of them. They're, as a team, 66% on the season. Dubert's second one is up and in. So she'll hit one of two. And the Lady Ravens are on the board, trailing it now 2-1. And now Dubert's going to come up with a steal of the inbound play. Benedictine is going to bring their offense all the way back down the court, swing it over to the left side, and again, it's going to be misplayed and slapped out of bounds. Luckily for Benedictine, it went out of play off a CMU player. Josie Weiser will do the inbound at the 28-foot mark on the far side. 8:49 to go in quarter number one. 2-1 in the early going. Eagles in front. It comes into Dubert, and the pass is not good. It's going to be short. Tap free, stolen away, taken away by Sheree. Sheree Trotter. Central Methodist works the perimeter against Benedictine. Lady Ravens are going to go with that player, D. Here's a three, left wing, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound to go down, it's going to be Dubert up the floor with him. We'll come to Lady Ravens. 8:20 to go in the opening quarter. Josie starting to take a shot, pulls it back down. Josie had one of her lower scoring games on Saturday, so you think she's going to be looking to make up for that, and she will. First shot, it's three, it's good, Josie. 4-2 Benedictine. 2 minutes in. Here's a shot from the right side, goes up, but we have contact. We've got a foul. It's going to be on Josie Weiser. Her first foul of the ball game, first foul by Benedictine, and a couple of free throws coming up for CMU, and it will be Sheree Trotter. Her first one, got it. Very flat, not a lot of geometry on the shot. Sheree, a decent free throw shooter, 30 of 42 coming in, 71%. Second shot is going to be up and short. Rebounding it down is going to be Jennifer Jacobs. Ravens run. BC into the floor court. Inside, 8 to go, opening quarter. Feet over to the left side. Nicholson's first shot of the game for 3. No. Rebound followed Rodinghouse. Got fouled. So Riley Rodinghouse will be coming to the free throw line. The foul on Central Methodist, Kaylin Johnson. Officials stop it to play a little bit, letting one of the CMU players button up her shoes a little bit. Free throw, right there. And Riley Rodinghouse will have her first point of the game. Benedictine extends its lead now to 5-3. Second shot, got them both. 6-3. 7:50 to play in the opening quarter. CMU into the forecourt. Out on top, it's going to be Trotter. They'll swing it over to the right side. Washington has it. Kicks it back out on top. Trotter, skip pass over to the left to Stevens. She'll accelerate into the lane, put the shot up, hits it, draws a foul. It's going to be on Jacobson. This, here's the thing with that play. Samaya Stevens was just too fast. She got beyond Jacobs, got inside her. Jennifer ended up playing her from behind. The bucket was in, and when Jacobs arrived, she commits the foul and a chance at a conventional three, and the shot is no good. So Stevens will have her first 2 points of the ballgame, and the Benedictine lead is cut to one, and a driving shot on the other end of the floor is up and good. Josie has five. It is 8-5 Lady Ravens, 7:20 to go in the opening quarter. We've been seeing a lot of points. The kick out on top, the CMU three won't drop, and a rebound, Dubert. BC outlets it up the floor, all the way to the left side to Josie. She'll square, she'll shoot, she'll hit another three. Josie Weiser lighting it up early, 8 points in the first 3 minutes, and here's a turnaround layup. It's going to be up and good from underneath. That's going to be Kaylin Johnson. 11-7. Benedictine home, and that's lucky for them at 6:45 to go in the first. BC around the left side. Dubert handles the basketball, stops over to the elbow, comes out on top straight away. Three is not going to drop for Jacobs. Rebounding it back down. CMU up the floor with it is going to come Tristan Porter. Tristan will dump it over to the right side. They'll try to drive into the middle. There's not a lot of room there. Kick it back out top side. 6.5 to go in the first. Over to the right. Washington pulls up, hits the two. Nautica Washington's first points. Four CMU players have gotten points out of board already at 6:16 to go in the first quarter. And Benedictine's lead back down to two. Nicholson has it on the left side. To Dubert, starts into the lane, 12-foot floaters in. Lauren Dubert, 13-9 Lady Ravens. Okay, I'm going to start with this. The scoring pace that is going on now cannot continue throughout this game. We're way over 100 for the Lady Ravens at this rate. Here's a drive in the middle, no room there, pushes back out on top, 2 steps above the three-point ring, shot clock to 10. I think it's the first time we've seen single digits from it tonight for either team. On the left side, again, too fast for Jacobs, going up and in. It is Samira Stevens for two more. 13-11, 5.5 to go in the first. Benedictine by a pair. Jacobs swings it over to the left side. Neither team has gone to the bench in the first 4 minutes, or first near 5 minutes. Here's Dubert around to the left side, goes long cross court to Josie. Not a great pass. Josie, a nice job of tracking it down. Roddinghouse has it on top. Joe returns it to Josie. Little give and go. Josie plays off the screen. Starts to the right side. Kicks it back out on top. Shot clock's at one. Ravens throw up a silly shot that doesn't come close. And good defense by Central Methodist. Substitutions coming into the ballgame. For Central Methodist. Coming into the game is going to be Bianca Benzus. Now, we've seen her a lot. Matter of fact, she has played in every game for this team this year. Benzus, a 5'11 junior from Denmark. For Benedictine, a couple of substitutions coming into the game. We're going to get, let's look out there. We are going to have Carmen Morales into the game. We've got Riley Brueggemann in the game. And running it out, Nicole is out there. Nicole. So, here comes BC, 4:40 to go in the first. Benedictine on defense. Central Methodist with a basketball. Trotter is out on top. Porter swings it right side. Washington. Top of the key and near travel. No shot. Shot clock to two. Here it's on its way. Doesn't draw iron, and the Ravens are going to take it down on the board. Here comes Brueggemann looking it up the floor. Works your way over to the left side. Comes off a nice screen. Back into the middle. The dish across to the baseline. Nicholson will go in, and they'll say she stepped on the sideline. Benedictine turns it over. Now into the game for CMU is going to come Kalea Adams, a 5'8" senior from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Out of Georgia Southwestern. 4:10 to go, quarter number one. Central Methodist with the basketball, trailing it only by a pair. They've got it over to the left side to Benzus. Out on top, Porter, back over to the left side is Washington. She starts in, kicks it back at the really long three. In and out, rebound off the floor. Nicholson has it, gets run into, and it's going to be fouled by Benzus. So Bianca will have her first foul. It's only the third team foul for Central Methodist. Team fouls are even at 3 apiece. Inside 4 to go in quarter number 1. Women's college basketball this evening. here on Care Radio. We're so glad to have you with us. Ryan in the studio, Tom Kaufman here at the Nolan Gymnasium. Brueggemann with the basketball, drives into the middle, now cuts across the outside, and the defender steps up, and the official says, Nautica Washington, gave her a little bit of that forearm shiver. It'll be Nautica's first and the Eagles' fourth foul of the first quarter. Morales into the lane, twists, turns, shoots, missed. Way shot, way short on the shot. And rebounding it back down is going to be Mary Copeland. Eagles back up the floor with it. 3.5 to go, opening quarter. Benedictine by two at 13-11. That scoring frenzy early in the game has kind of diminished a little bit. Back over to the right side. Washington comes into the lane, turns to a shot, blocked out of bounds by Kerman. So Morales with the shot rejection, and Benedictine is going to bring Michaela Bauman into the game, going to bring Lauren Dubert back in, and all of the Lady Ravens starters have rotated in, or rotated out, and then a couple of them back in again. 3 minutes to go in quarter number one. Official stopping play for a moment, making sure he's got the clock set where he wants it. It is 13-11. And there we go. 13-11. They've run the shot clock down. They wanted it at and have gotten it to 3 seconds for Central Methodist on the shot clock. It comes in quickly, around to the right side. The shot blocked by Brueggemann. Benedictine up court with it. Here comes Riley. Weaves right. Lobs up the runner. No. Tipped around by Carmen, and she's going to commit a foul getting up behind the Central Methodist player. Morales will have her first foul. Team fouls are now even at 4 each. So 2 minutes and 55 to go in the opening quarter. A game that was on a pace to be at 100 is now on a pace to be at mid-60s as no one has scored in 3-plus minutes now. Adams in the game for CMU. Kalea Adams, we just mentioned a moment ago, coming in. Here's a drive into the middle, and as the defender goes up, tries to tie up the basketball. I think they're going to call a foul on Stork. It'll be Nicole Stork's first, team's fifth. And that means it's free throw time for the Lady Eagles. Coming to the line is going to be Mary Copeland. Now, Mary is not a great free throw shooter. 5 of 10 this season, so only 10 free throws for Mary, and she's played in 17 games. This one is up. No. Hits the back, bounds away. One more shot coming up for the 6-foot junior from Polo, Missouri. Second free throw. No. And the Ravens are going to rebound it off the floor. Here comes Dubert. Benedictine up the floor with the ball, 2 minutes in and 20 to go in the first half, in the first quarter, girls game quarters. It will go left side. Stork shot deflected. And we will have a CMU foul. The foul is going to be on Kaylin Johnson. And for Kaylin, early trouble, it'll be her second. And Nicole Stork will step to the line for Benedictine. Lady Ravens are 2 of 4 at the line. Central Methodist is that right? 0 for 5? That's not right. Here's a free throw. Up and in. And Nicole Stork gets her first point of the game. Yeah, Central Methodist is 1 of 5 at the free throw line. Second free throw. Got him, Bosu. Nicole has a couple of points. And it is a 15-11 Lady Raven lead. Down to 2:15 to go in the opening quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. A runner from the right side, 12-foot, good. Going to be Nautica Washington knocking down her fourth point of the ball game, 15-13. And as quickly as Benedictine puts a couple on the board, Central Methodist comes right back and answers, and they continue to stay within a possession. Morales will have it right side. She'll go three and knock it down. Carmen Morales. Carmen Morales had a moment of thinking about it, then decides, I could do this, and hits her third three of the season. and moved down to a minute and a half to go. In the opening quarter, Benedictine back up 5 at 18-13. CMU works around to the right side. Trotter has come back into the game. Here's Washington. Beautiful feed underneath to a wide-open Mary Copeland for two. Copeland makes it 18-15. At a minute 15 to go. 75 seconds left in the first. Down the right side is going to be Brueggemann, and as she starts to go in, Donica Washington complains. The foul is going to be called against her, her second, and she says, she just drove and pushed into me. The official said it is incumbent on you to not have that contact. And Tristan Porter will come back in again for the Lady Eagles. Coming to the line for Benedictine. The first free throw is going to be up and good. Riley Brueggemann collects her first point of the game. Benedictine shooting pretty well at the free throw line. This one is good. So Riley hits the pair. It is now 20-15. Out of the lineup will go Bauman, and Josie is back in for Coach Folsom. A minute ago, that was near over and back. Here's a running 15-footer. Nails. Wow, a nice shot by Kayla Adams. 20-17. We're inside a minute to go in the first. Push pass over to the right side to Dubrick. First to the right, then to the left, goes into the lane, goes over to the left side of the lane. Her shot is up, deflected. She got fouled. Tell you what we're having. We're having a whole lot of fouls called. This whistle is going to be on Mary Copeland, her first. And Lauren Dubert, with 3 points in the game, 1 of 2 at the free throw line, coming to the stripe here. First one, not going to go in. One more shot coming up for Lauren. Lauren's a good free throw shooter, too, and will hit the second. She'll make it 21-17. 45 seconds left in the opening quarter. Now Benedictine's going to press on the upcourt play. Central Methodist having a little trouble. Now we'll get across the timeline just in time. The outlet passed over to Tristan Porter. She's standing all the way in the center circle, working against Brueggemann. Swings it over to the left side of the free throw line. Driving into the lane is going to be Stevens. And if Samaya goes to the baseline, they're going to turn it over with an offensive foul. And that is a quick second on Copeland. 18 fouls so far by Central Methodist. So Copeland out of the game and back in, or no, in for the first time is going to be Elena Crumley. Now, Elena is a 5'9 senior from St. Peter's, Missouri. Averages a couple of points a game. Has not had a ton of playing time. She's played in 17 games. And here comes Benedictine. Shot clock's off. Final possession, likely, of the opening quarter. Here's Nicole with it. Back on top goes Stork. Around to the right side. Here's Josie. She'll square. She'll go three. Won't get it to fall. And CMU's going to have to hurry. Into the forecourt with one. The shot from midcourt hits the back of the rim and off the mark. We've come to the end of the opening quarter. Timeout on the floor after one in the Nolan Gym. It's the Benedictine Lady Ravens 21, Central Methodist 17.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Nolan. Welcome back, everyone. Two teams huddle up around their respective coaching staffs and Central Methodist. That is scoring by the duo of Samaya Stevens and Nautica Washington, each with four. For Benedictine, a red-hot Josie Weiser with 8 points in the opening quarter. Josie hitting a couple of threes on her way to those eight. Benedictine and Central Methodist both shooting phenomenal percentages. Thank you. Shooting phenomenal percentages in the opening quarter. There we go. Benedictine. Incredible. They are 8 of 15. All right. That's pretty good shooting. Central Methodist is better. So CMU hitting 53% of their shots. Benedictine, about half. So at the free throw line, Lady Ravens have done much better on 8 of 10. 80%. CMU is 1 of 5. The rebound battle, won by the Lady Ravens, 2 to 1. It is a 10-5 advantage for Benedictine on the boards after the end of the opening quarter. We're back at it. Second quarter underway. The feed down to our right block. Kicked on top. The wide open three buried. From just above the straightaway top. A three-point shot for Kayla Adams, who's coming off the bench and now leads her team with 5 points. 9:20 to go in the opening half as Benedictine comes into the forecourt, nursing a one-point lead, 21-20. Josie Weiser spins it over to the left. Nicholson down to the baseline. Nicole has it back to the left. Here's a three. Nicholson, nope. Rebound, Rodinghouse. Nicholson, Jubert, she'll go three. Nope. Rebound, Rodinghouse. Kicks it to Josie. She'll go three. No. Three consecutive missed threes on one possession. Nicholson missed. Jubert missed, Weiser missed, and finally the ball's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Central Methodist basketball with 8:57 to go in the first half. CMU will walk it up the floor. Tristan Porter brings it up. Now it'll go into the forecourt in front of the scorer's table. They'll dish it on top. The Ravens are really doing a good job defensively. Now here's a pass to the baseline. It's going to be slapped out of bounds by Jubert. They tried to get in the middle too, Elena Crumley, but nice defense. 8:43 to go, opening half. Central Methodist putting it in play. 16 on the shot clock. They'll bring it back out on top. The feed to the left block. The shot off the window. And good. And Central Methodist is taking a lead. The bucket by Crumley. It is now 22-21 CMU with 8.5 to go in the half. And now Benedictine, a long cross-court pass, and there's nobody home. It bounds into the stands. Eagles are going to have it, and Benedictine is going to take a timeout. Lady Ravens struggling a little bit. We're taking a timeout here on KAIR 93.7, Horton Atchison. That's KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. 8:26 to go in the opening half of the ladies' game. It's Central Methodist 22, Benedictine 21.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Well, the fans continuing to make their way into the gym here this afternoon. Central Methodist will bring the basketball into the forecourt, leading it by one, 22-21. Welcome back, all. Last report, Brian still in the McCarra studio, but he's soon to do the tag team thing with Joseph, who's coming in tonight. And now as the ball goes down to the baseline, the Ravens are going to tie it up. Jump ball possession. Benedictine. Central Methodist in the traveling black uniforms, Benedictine in the home white here in the Nolan Gym tonight. And can you believe 5 home games left? Matter of fact, after tonight, 4 home games left. And you know we're going to be talking to Coach Moody about how close we are to moving, bud. That is how quickly this season's speeding by. Baseline 3 for Josie. No. Rebounding it down is going to be Dort, and the shot from the left side is a 3 for Lauren Dubert. So Dubert picks up her 7th points of the game, and the Lady Ravens go back in front at 24-22. And now the lob to the baseline, slapped out of bounds. So Stork got a hand on that, passed it out of play, down to the baseline, and Trotter will bring it in play. It'll be Sheree pushing the ball up on top. Swings it over to Tristan Porter. Now, you can hear that hollering in the background. That's Josie with hands in the face defense. Shot goes up, misses. Offensive rebound. Pushed back off on top to Trotter. The shot blocked underneath Ridinghouse. Picked back up by Trotter. And finally, a jump ball is going to be called in the lane. Possession arrow, Central Methodist. And yes, it's 6:02. And yes, we've already covered up that legal ID. Eagles are going to make one substitution. Back into the game comes Samaya. So we've got, what, Stevens and Trotter, Porter, Adams, Crumley out there. Eagles putting the ball in, playing with 10 on the shot clock, down to their baseline, comes off on top, Adams. She'll start to the left side, to the left hand, dribble stops in front of the Raven bench, feeds to the free throw line, the kick down to the block, the ball batted free, it's going to be taken away by Stork. Here comes Lauren. Dubert weaves her way into the forecourt. Fresh shot clock for the Lady Ravens and 6:45 to go in the opening half. Underneath is going to be Ridinghouse, left hand layup, well off the mark, and rebound is going to be out of bounds off Nicholson. Central Methodist basketball. So far, Riley still looking for her first field goal of the game. She hit a couple of free throws. Benedictine is now 6 of 16 from the floor. Red hot early shooting has turned into a 37% shooting number right now. And Central Methodist continues to be just blistering hot. 52.6% from the floor. Three-pointer, short. Rebound, Dubert. For Lauren, her third board of the afternoon, early evening now. Dubert will go all the way to the other end of the floor, keeps it dribbled alive, feeds underneath the Ridinghouse, who lost it, but Dubert was right there to pick it back up. Now a defender reaches in on her. Ravens are going to hang on to it. Nicholson drives and shoots and call for the offensive foul. Nicholson. The bucket goes in. It gets waved away, and Kennedy has foul number one. Foul number two. Had one in the opening quarter. That's going to be foul number two. And for Benedictine, it'll be the first foul by either team in the second quarter. And we're at 6 minutes to go in the half. So it took 4 minutes of the second quarter for either team to commit a foul. Central Methodist bringing it up the floor and over to the right side. They'll go deep into the corner. Kick it there to Adams. CMU's right in the floor now. They're opening it up. They're slowing it down. The old rope-a-dope where you slow a team way down, and get them out of their rhythm. Benedictine would like to go fast. They want to run. They want to transition. There's a travel. No whistle. Back out on top it comes. Over to the right side. Shot clock at one, and they will not get the shot off. Now for CMU, one of the things that Coach Young is yelling at his team now, you got to get the shot. Well, they were so busy burning time and taking time and trying to get Benedictine out of its rhythm that they failed to put a shot up. Lady Ravens are going to have it back with the shot clock violation. Some new look out there on the floor for the Lady Ravens. Brueggemann in the game. She'll bring it up. Drives in. The floater is good. So smooth up the floor. Riley Brueggemann, her fourth point of the game. 26-22 Benedictine. 5:10 to go opening half. Here's a 16-footer. No good. Brueggemann with a rebound. Riley coming up the court. Works it down. Looks over her left shoulder. Goes into the lane. Goes from 13. Will hit another one. Can't understand why Central Methodist is not putting a hand in the face of Riley Brueggemann. She'll score 40 tonight if you don't defend her. And with that in mind, Coach Young calling a timeout for Central Methodist. You know he's going to be talking to his team about their defense. We're taking a break at 4:57 to go. Opening half of the girls' game. It's Benedictine 28, Central Methodist 22.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Welcome you back to the Nolan Gymnasium, where Benedictin being led by Josie Weiser with 8, Lauren Dupert 7, and Riley Brueggemann now at 6 points. Central Methodist with the basketball, 4:44 to go and rolling along in the opening half. Benedictin has assumed a 6-point lead for the second time in the game, once in the opening quarter now here, and their shot is up, missing. Rebound, Benedictin, Brueggemann flying up the court, goes to the left side, nobody in front of her, she'll shoot and score again! Riley Brueggemann, left undefended, has scored on 3 consecutive trips up the floor. And here's a feed to the left side. It's going to be blocked out of bounds by Brueggemann into the Raven bench. 30-22. Lady Ravens, their largest lead of the game. And 4:18 to go in the first half. CMU's brought Washington back in the game. Nautica starts to the right side, goes inside, a little contact, and that's going to be on Morales. Carmen took a step, kind of trying to position herself between Nautica Washington and the rim, and in the process of doing that, there's a little contact, her second foul of the game, and Morales, after a very short stint, is going to check back out, and back into the lineup will come Riley Rodinghouse. Rodinghouse and Dubert. First free throw, good. Jacobs and Josie with Brueggemann. So Benedictin with 4 of the original 5 out there. First free throw is good. Second one is also half a dozen points for Nautica Washington. 30-24 Lady Raven with 4 minutes to go in the opening half. Women's college hoops tonight. The guys' game still coming up. Expect that one at about 7:30. Oh, a beautiful move. The shot missing. Followed up, missing. Trying to get a shot away, and finally a couple of players scrumming for the basketball. The officials get it between them. And it will belong to Benedictine. BC with point-blank shots. First by Rodinghouse, then by Jacobs, who, by the way, have combined for 1 point so far in this game. Here's Josie with the basketball. Left side, Brueggemann. Accelerates, stops, pops. There's two more, Brueggemann. She's in double figures with 10. 32-24, Lady Ravens, 3.5 to go in the half. Official's going to stop playing, bring it out on top. So for Benedictine, it's very clear where the points are coming from. It's the top. Brueggemann with 10. Josie with 8. Dubert with 7. But you look in the middle, you've got Jacobs with no points, Rodinghouse with 1. Carmen, of all things, hits a 3-point shot, so that's still shooting from the outside, points from the outside. And Nicole Stork, she's got 3 points all on free throws, 3 of 4. So Benedictine getting nothing in the paint. And the officials are stopping the game. And now, I'm not sure just what the confusion is. Now the three officials are coming together out in the middle. They've sent the teams to their benches and, hey, engineer person, we're going to take a break. They're confused and we're going to let them be. We're taking a break. 3.5 to go in the first half here in the Nolan. It remains Benedictine 32, Central Methodist 24.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
I mentioned a little bit ago that 5 home games left. Now after tonight, there'll be 4 home games left in the regular season for Benedictine. And the Lady Ravens are really good at home. They are 9-0 here at home coming into the game tonight. And defensively, they are absolutely spectacular at home. They are holding their opponents to, hold on here, I've got that number in front of me. It was like a ridiculous number, 58.8. And Central Methodist is not going to get to that if they don't pick up their offensive tempo. Averaging, giving up 58.8. That's fantastic. CMU with the basketball. Whatever the issue was, the officials seem happy. Shot misses, Ravens rebound. Here comes Josie. Here's a three-point shot, Brueggemann. That one will not fall. Rebound, Josie. He has it blocked out of bounds out of her hand, and it'll be Benedictine basketball. Making a couple of notes, things we're going to talk to Coach Folsom about. He comes up between the games, before the guys' game, so we'll be looking forward to visiting with him. And we always enjoy our chats with Coach Moody. After the guys' game, here's a baseline shot. Josie, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be J.J., and Benedictine's going to reset the offense. 2 minutes and 50 to go in the opening half. Over to the left block it goes. Roddinghouse hooked. It hangs on the rim, and then pulls itself in. Riley Roddinghouse on the board from the floor. Her third point of the game. Ball batted away for a moment, but Sheree Trotter able to go back and recover it. The three-point shot misses, and Josie does a nice job of boxing out, letting it fly out of bounds on its own. It will be Benedictine basketball. 34-24, Lady Ravens. This is Benedictine's largest lead of the game. Now the official over here talking to Coach Dustin Young of Central Methodist. I don't know if he's still explaining what the delay in the official stoppage of the game was about, or it's another issue, but we're back at play. Anyway, here's Josie with it right in front of the Central Methodist bench. Gets it out on top. Here's Jacobs. Will drive left. Goes in. Shot rejected out of bounds. Mary Copeland knocks it away. And they're going to say it's off Josie. So apparently she touched it last or as it was going out of bounds. Copeland coming out of the lineup for CMU, and back in is going to be Samaya Stevens. 2:10 to go in the first half of the ladies' game. Benedictine going to press the ball all the way up the floor. Central Methodist still in the backcourt, finally gets it across just in time. And now a diving attempt to come up with a loose basketball and a foul by Josie. It is her second of the game. And we've got a CMU player a little slow about getting to her feet, but she seems to be all right. Foul number two for Josie. Benedictine's third second quarter foul. So Josie is going to come out of the game, and it'll be Hattie coming in. Hattie Gross into the BC lineup. Top side of the basketball. Eagles with it. Minute 50 to go in the half. Around the horn, the entry pass, the layup off the window and in. Nicely moved and scored by Samaya Stephen, 34-26. So Hattie, the pride of Frankfort, Kansas, in the game. Three-point shot. Brueggemann hits again. Riley Brueggemann. What a quarter. 11 in the quarter for Brueggemann. A minute 20 to go in the opening half. Benedictine now leading at 37-26. And we'll get another timeout taken by CMU. We'll take a break with 1:17 to go in the half. Lady Ravens have forged an 11-point lead. It's Benedictine 37, Central Methodist 26.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
I think if this would have got like an Atari 2600 set up down here at the scorer's table or something, because now they're back. I'm assuming it's got to be like Space Invaders or something, because you don't spend that kind of time at the scorer's table. And looking at the video replay, unless you're having some fun, a minute 17 to go in the half. It is not fun when they slow a game down this way. Double-digit Benedictine lead with a minute 20 to go. First half. Dubert, Gross, and Stork, Jacobs, and Brueggemann. That's a real interesting five that Coach has out there. Now the Ravens trap the ball near the top, and she steps on midcourt over and back. What a nice job of the Lady Ravens. As the ball came in, Sister Methodist makes a crucial mistake. You don't bring it in of half a foot into the forecourt. You're putting it in the midcourt. You throw it into the backcourt. You got half a floor to work. Instead, the Ravens did a great job of seeing what happened. Two defenders came up, pinned her against the midcourt line. And now Stork's, or rather Duber's pass is batted away, saved by the Ravens into Stork. She'll back in, two-handed shot missing. She mishandled the ball, just didn't have it up in her hands. It was down too low when she took the shot. Central Methodist, with less than a minute to go in the opening half, into the forecourt, down 11. They'd love to have a single-digit deficit at the break. The ball swung around to the left side to Washington. She'll start to the top, plays off the screen, gets away from Brueggemann, accelerates baseline, driving shot, got it. That was a nice play, and a real individual play by Nautica Washington, 37-28. Shot clock and game clock separated by 2 seconds. 23, 22, 21 seconds to go in the opening half. Brueggemann with it on top, dribbling with the right hand, directly traffic with the other. Gets it over to Stork, back out on top to Jacobs, 10 on the shot clock. Right side it comes, Gross. She is not taking a shot. Shot clock at 4. Pass underneath. It's going to be stolen by CMU. They're going to have to hurry to get a shot up. 2 seconds. 1 second. From the top of the key, it's not close, and we've come to halftime. We will return to the Nola Gymnasium to summarize that opening half for you as the two teams head off the floor. It's a Benedictine Lady Ravens 37, Central Methodist 28.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a couple. A case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock, and that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes. 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Well, hey there. Welcome back to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, where at halftime, the Lady Ravens, who put together a big lead early, saw that lead get away, actually trailed by a point, but then have been able to navigate from behind and assume a double-digit lead here at intermission. Is 30, well, it's now 37-28. They were up 11 a moment ago. 37-26, but going to the locker room up 37-28. Taking a look, first of all, at the scoring, Central Methodist played 9 players and are led by Nautica Washington. Nautica has 8. We've got, hold on, let me whoop this over there. There you go. So, back to my numbers again. Nautica, Washington, 8 points a half a dozen for Samaya Stevens. 5 points in the first half off the bench with Kayla Adams. Sheree Trotter with three and two apiece in for Kaylin Johnson, Elena Crumley, and Mary Copeland. For Benedictine, wow, what a nice half for Riley Brueggemann. Did she shoot well? Well, you be the judge. 5 of 7 from the floor, 1 of 1 three-point shooting, and 2 of 2 at the free throw line. All of that in 10 minutes. So 13 for Brueggemann at halftime. Oh, and yeah, throwing 3 rebounds into the mix. It was Josie Weiser with an 8-point first half, scored all of those in the opening quarter. It drops to Lauren Dubert with 7, and then 3 each for Riley Rottinghouse and Carmen Morales and Nicole Stork. So there you have the Lady Ravens scoring. Look at a couple of the other numbers. Benedictine warming up a little bit. CMU cooling off a little bit. Still, the Lady Eagles, 44% from the floor to Benedictine's 41. BC from the outside, though, dominant. Lady Ravens 5 of 13, hitting 38% of their threes. Central Methodist is 1 of 10 from the outside. At the free throw line, Benedictine 8 of 10, Central Methodist 3 of 7. Rebounding edge, massive. Benedictine rebound advantage, 24 to 11 as they go into the locker room. And one of the things I love to see, not only 24 rebounds, 15 defensive rebounds, and the Ravens were able to utilize those and take advantage of them, not allowing so many of those second shots. So that's huge. Give them one shot, and Lady Ravens are doing a great job of not giving them two. Guys, teams, well, don't forget, we got the boys game coming up. It's going to be an anticipated 7:30 tip-off for that one. So do not go away. Men's basketball coming up here in a little while on Care Radio. But first, we're going to return, bringing you the second half of the women's game. That said, it's halftime here in the Nolan. We'll be back with the second half live. But right now, with that intermission score, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 37, Central Methodist 28. We're kicking it back to the Care Sports Studio. Here comes your halftime.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game. Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
This is the latest from your only source for local daily news. I'm Brian Hagan, along with Greg Bevermeyer. A detailed check of your forecast from our WeatherEye weather team is coming up. Remember, you can find us online anytime at mscnews.net.
The Atchison City Commission has approved an ordinance allowing the use of UTVs on city streets. That happened Tuesday when the commission met one day later than usual due to Monday's Dr. Martin Luther King holiday. The proposal to allow the use of the vehicles has long been pushed by resident Kim Bonneroff, who, following the commission's decision, voiced her excitement on social media, crediting City of Atchison staff and officials, including Police Chief Mike Wilson and City Manager Mark Westhoff, saying the commissioners and staff were approachable to hearing the request and approving the ordinance. The ordinance will take effect February 1st. It requires, in part, that UTV operators be at least 18 years old, must have insurance, and all standard operating equipment must be present on the vehicle, including turn signals. Operators will be required to follow all standard City of Atchison traffic rules. The railroad crossing at Atchison's 4th Street reopened Tuesday night at 10 o'clock, more than 24 hours after Monday evening's Union Pacific train derailment that forced the closure. According to Atchison Police Chief Mike Wilson, cleanup continues, but the crossing is cleared and no longer a factor. Also continuing is the joint investigation between Atchison Police and Union Pacific officials into what caused the derailment of six empty coal cars around 6:35 Monday evening, which also led to response from the Atchison Fire Department, although the derailment caused no fire, property damages, or injuries.
The Kansas Department of Transportation has approved bids for two Brown County projects. According to KDOT, Comanche Construction of Olathe was awarded the contract for the repair of a bridge on U.S. 73 Highway over the Union Pacific Railroad, about 4 miles north of the U.S. 73 K-20 West Junction, in the amount of $622,471. Also, bid was approved from Bartley Construction of Wichita for a crack repair project on U.S. 75 Highway from a quarter mile south of 320th Road to north a quarter mile in the amount of $198,328. Start dates for the projects have not yet been announced. The bid letting took place December 18th in Topeka.
Your latest local news, both on the air and online at msdnews.net. Your latest local news will continue next.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 15 tonight under mainly cloudy skies, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 24. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 7 above. Lots of sunshine and dry Friday. Clouds on the increase by Saturday. Mid-30s Friday, upper 30s by Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
You know, Megan's well called a heat wave, and you're still looking at 35 degrees at 6:30 here on this Wednesday evening. Far cry from yesterday, we were in those, you know, sub-zero temperatures. Today has felt, I mean, it's been cold, but it certainly hasn't been yesterday, that's for sure. So this little bit of a warm-up has been definitely nice. Let's see, we've got our visibility at about 10 miles tonight. So if you're out and about traveling, no big deal there. Wind chill at 30, so bringing that down a few notches with that west wind at about 6 miles per hour. You are listening to Benedictine College Hoops right here on 93.7 FM. We're smack dab at the halftime of the women's game this evening. Tom Couch has your call. We'll return to the stadium here in just a little bit. Right now, though, here's more news.
Your latest local news now continues at MSC News Radio.
Kansas State troopers busted thousands of drivers last year for speeding more than 100 miles an hour. One driver was caught speeding more than 160 miles an hour. KSNT-TV reached out to the Kansas Highway Patrol and learned that in 2024, state troopers issued more than 2,600 citations to motorists driving that fast. Since 2013, there's been a steady increase in the number of drivers in Kansas exceeding 100 miles an hour.
Whether it be a match day, a day of giving, or some other similar fundraiser, community foundations are behind such endeavors, leaving some to ask, what is a community foundation? The answer will come on the evening of Wednesday, January 29th, as the Atchison Area Community Foundation hosts a panel discussion regarding the organization, which provides financial assistance to local nonprofit agencies. The evening, a release says, will be devoted to discussing charitable giving, local nonprofits, and critical community issues. The discussion will begin at 7 o'clock at the Atchison Cultural Center for the Arts, located at 111 North 8th Street. Drinks and light snacks will be served during the forum, which is open to the public. The Atchison Community Foundation's All Aboard Atchison fundraiser, held in August of last year, generated more than $400,000 for Atchison area not-for-profit agencies and organizations.
A Kansas bill would reduce state taxes for property owners. That's something Republicans say is a top priority this year. The Kansas News Service reports that most property taxes in Kansas go to school districts, but a small piece of the revenue helps the state construct and maintain its buildings. Republicans want to eliminate that piece. Instead, costs would be covered by revenue from other taxes, like retail and income. Proponents say it would provide relief for property owners, but some say the change could hinder repairs at college campuses in Kansas. The GOP is pursuing several kinds of tax cuts this session. Democratic Governor Lori Kelly says she'd rather not pass any more tax cuts this year. A farm in Pottawatomie County has been fined by the Environmental Protection Agency for allegedly violating federal pollution standards. WWW-TV reports that Winstrom Farms and Winstrom Cattle, LLC, have been fined $70,000. In 2023, EPA inspectors discovered that the cattle farms had allowed unauthorized discharges into Pleasant Run Creek, a violation of the Clean Water Act.
And that's your latest local news right here on 93.7 FM during halftime of the Women Ravens Hoops action tonight, right here on your voice for all things local. Just about 1 minute, we'll get right back into it with Tom Counts, your voice of the Ravens.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Welcome back to the Nolan. Both teams are out of the floor, warming up, getting set to go to the second half of the ladies' game, but the guys' game still on tap. A 7:30 anticipated tip-off for the boys. And again, we welcome you back here to the Nolan, and many thanks to our man Brian Hagan. Okay, let's see, Brian, you've done the news, you've done the morning show, you've engineered the game. You are going to get those carpets cleaned. Don't forget to take the trash out before and put the cat out.
Working on it.
Before you go home.
Working on it right now.
But not Blinky. Blinky stays in.
Yeah. Blinky, he's got his own little place.
Okay, this is crucial. All right, you hear the Raven Pet Band in the background. Here's the deal. The Benedictine Lady Ravens is playing well. We'll talk about undefeated at home so far this season. Coming into the game tonight at 9-0 here in the Nolan Gymnasium. But now I'm going to put a little pressure on them or anything, but they have gone undefeated at home one time in the last 10 years. And that was in 2015-2016 when they went 18-0 and finished 30-7 overall and on their way to a NAIA Fab Four that season. What a great year. You don't remember that, but anyway. Alternate position is going to award the basketball to the Central Methodist Lady Eagles. And here we go. It will come in out on top for Central Methodist Stevens, Washington, Trotter, Porter, Johnson. Starting in the second half for Benedictine, the original five, Kennedy Nicholson and Lauren Dubert with Josie Weiser, Jennifer Jacobs, Riley Rottinghouse. Here's a feed underneath and a nice layup. From the baseline, Ryan is going to be up and good by Samara Stevens. Her eighth point of the ballgame. It is 37-30. Central Methodist doing a great job of not letting Benedictine get away from them. Certainly that's what happened in the first game. Another shot by Rottinghouse. Another miss by Rottinghouse. She continues to be 0-for tonight. No, wait. 1-for. 1-for-4. Rottinghouse. Baseline shot. Up and good from the left side. Sheree Trotter. Her fifth point, and she's going to get a free throw out of that as she was fouled by Rottinghouse. First foul of the ball game for Riley. And a chance here at a three-point play. She'll hit it. Sheree Trotter makes it 37-33. So the Ravens have now given up 7 unanswered points going back to the last minute of the opening half. Benedictine into the forecourt. Here's Nicholson with it. Alternating hands to the dribble, working in front of the Raven bench. Kicks it over to Josie. Now a feed underneath to Jacobs. Backs in. Change of directions. Left-handed shot. Not going to roll in, but she got fouled. The whistle is going to be on Stevens. It'll be her second personal foul tonight. and Samaya Stevens. We'll have the first out of the second half for Central Methodist. At the line, Jennifer Jacobs. Shot? No. JJ having a little struggles tonight, and at the free throw line this season, coming into the game, she's 34 of 50, a 68% free throw shooter. She will miss both of these, and the rebound, Central Methodist. So Jennifer Jacobs continues to look for her first point of the game with 8:45 to go in the third quarter. CMU first to the left side, then to the right, now into the corner, the baseline three, too strong. Rebound out on top, Josie picks it up, and then two defenders collapse on her. One of them is going to be calling for a foul, and the whistle will belong to Nautica Washington. It'll be Nautica's third foul of the game, Eagles' second foul of the third quarter. 8.5 to go in the third. Still 37-33, but the Benedictine lead trimmed to 4. Top time with it is going to be Lauren Dubrick. Works it with the left hand, now pulls up her dribble between the circles, kicks it to the right side to Roddinghouse, back out on top to Lauren. Free throw line is going to be Jacobs. Jacobs will pull up from 15, misses the shot, still looking for her first point of the game. Here comes Central Methodist. Into the forecourt with it. You've got Porter, she's backing away. CMU being patient on offense. They got lots of time and trailing now only by 4. Here's a feed into the middle, stumbling with the basketball, and the coach needs to call a timeout. The official's going to dead call a jump ball. An experienced coach calls a timeout there probably and rescues a possession for his team. And now after the fact, we're going to get a timeout called, and we're going to take it. Be Hagen. We're taking a break at 7:59 to go in the third quarter from the Nolan. Lady Ravens 37, Central Methodist 33.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance. 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Coming out of the timeout, Coach Folsom, as I scan the floor, has made no substitutions in his lineup. Still has Kennedy Nicholson, Lauren Dubert, Josie Weiser, Jennifer Jacobson, Riley Roddinghouse. Now Dubert, coast-to-coast, on the drive, shoots and gets fouled, will come to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on CMU, and it'll be number 3 for Kaylin Johnson. And I suspect Kaylin coming out right here before the free throw. She is coming in to replace her. It's going to be Bianca Benzeus, but I don't understand why they brought her in before the first free throw. Shot is up and no good. Now, one more shot coming up for Dubert. Lauren is 2 of 5 at the free throw line tonight. This one gets her to 500. 8 points tonight for Lauren. 38-33. Lady Ravens at 7:45 and rolling along here in the third quarter. Benedictus press defense knocks the ball away. And Roddinghouse's outlet pass goes right into the hands of Central Methodist. Here's Porter with it. Now her feet into the middle is going to be batted away. It's going to go out of bounds. And the officials are going to have another conference and decide it is Benedictine basketball. Coach Young not real pleased with how things have gone out there tonight. But he continues to encourage his team. It's Benedictine with a 5-point lead. Comes up court, 38-33, Lady Ravens. Left side is going to be Jacobs to Nicholson. She just dribbles and loses the handle on the ball, and here comes Central Methodist. She just dribbled out of the basketball. Eagles back to the right side, accelerate to the block. The shot off the window is no good. Offensive board followed up in a Raven foul. Right now, Central Methodist is the hungrier, harder playing, maybe a little bit more aggressive team on the floor. The foul is on Benedictine, and it will be Jennifer Jacobs, and the free throw is up and good. So for Jacobs, it'll be her second foul of the game. And free throws are both up and good for Samaya Stevens. She's got 10 tonight. And the Benedictine lead trimmed again, now at 3, 38-35. BC into the forecourt. We're 7 minutes to go in the third, trying to steal the ball away. A risky move on top results in a foul by Sheree Trotter. Central Methodist point guard reached in, tried to slap the ball away on the upcourt dribble and got her on the arm. Benedictine putting it in play right in front of the Raven bench, and out on top of it is going to be Juber. 38-35. No comfortable lead for the Lady Ravens right here. Top side, Rodinghouse, left side, Juber underneath Josie. Two defenders on her. Josie puts a shot up through them, not close. Gets her own rebound, missed again, but got fouled. And it'll be Josie coming to the free throw line. Sheree Trotter's first foul. Josie, 8 points in the game, has not scored since the opening quarter. Stepping to the line right here, puts his free throw up and in. Her first free throw opportunity of the game, and Josie is a good free throw shooter, just under 90%. This one got a vote. 10 points for Josie. She is the, second Benedictine player into double-figure scoring behind Riley Brueggemann. Again, the ball into the forecourt, and the Ravens with some defensive pressure, and this time it's going to be a foul. And a foul is going to be on Riley Rodinghouse. So Riley Rodinghouse picking up the personal foul. It'll be her second, team's third. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. For Benedictine, hasn't been a great third quarter. Here's a baseline shot. Up, no good. Rebound. Pulled down by the Ravens and a CMU foul on Washington. Okay, a couple of things. For Washington, that's a big foul. It's her fourth. But for Benedictine, we are going on 4 minutes into the second half. They've got 3 points on 3 of 6 at the free throw line. They have not scored from the floor yet in the second half. Coach Folsom is going to make a couple of substitutions at the 4-5 spot. Coming into the game is going to be Nicole Stork and Carmen Morales. As BC up the floor at the free throw line. Dubert's first shot, nope. And Lauren is now 3 of 7 at the free throw line tonight with 8 points. She'll take her time. The gym gets really quiet and hits that one. In each of her 4 appearances at the free throw line, Lauren has missed the first and hit the second free throw. She's 4 of 8 now. 6:15 to go in the third quarter. CMU back down court with the ball. Trailing at only 41-35. It's a 2-possession game. Eagles with it on top. Feet inside the lane. The shot, no, but coming in, trying to help out. Dubert will end up committing her first foul of the evening. And we're going to be shooting free throws for both teams for the last 6:04 of the third quarter. First free throw, no good. Samaya Stevens is, 2 of 4 at the line now and misses that one. 2 of 5 at the free throw line. Here comes Benedictine. The rebound coming off the missed free throw. Dubert coast to coast, the finger roll, and we'll get it in there. Lauren Dubert with 11. 43-35. 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens sticking with that little player defense. The ball comes out on top. Washington glides around to the left side with the left end dribble, pushes it back off on top, gets it there to Sheree. Trotter lobs down low into the corner. Back it comes to Stevens. Now her cross-court pass out on top. They rotate it. Wide open three. No good. Rebound is going to be pulled down off the floor. Eagles had it. Lost it. Cover it up. And a jump ball at the baseline. No, they're going to say Stork got a hold of it with a leg on the baseline. It'll come back to Central Methodist. Now Dubert comes out of the game and Riley Rodinghouse is back in. Rodinghouse is out there with Nicholson and Weiser and Stork and Morales. I haven't called Kennedy Nicholson's name maybe this third quarter yet. 5:10 to go, shot clock at 8. Central Methodist with the ball, going to have to get one away. Driving, underhand, shot up, no. Josie with the rebound, here come the Ravens. At the 5-minute mark of the third quarter, Benedictine with the basketball, leading it again by 8. Right side, Brueggemann pulls up, shot. This one's going to be online, but short. And a rebound, CMU. Now Brueggemann with the steal. She's looking to make up for it, and does with a jumper. Riley Brueggemann with 15. 45-35. And the Lady Ravens on a 7-0 run. The ball comes into the forecourt, and we're going to get an Eagle TO. Timeout, 4:40 to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens by 10. It's Benedictine 45, Central Methodist 35.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
So the Benedictine Pep Band with that peppy little song here during the timeout. We're at 4:40 to go in the third quarter here in the Norland Gymnasium of the women's game. And the Lady Ravens up by 10. They have led earlier in the game by as many as 11. And remember, it's a double dip tonight, as it always is. The Benedictine guys coming up right after this. Do not go away. Crowd. Nice crowd on hand here this evening on a Wednesday evening, the 22nd of January. When these two teams met earlier over in Fayette, Lady Ravens had a great night and absolutely thumped them 98-64. Almost a late shot. Almost kind of to the 100, and they didn't get it. But 98-64. This game is not going to be that game. Central Methodist is doing a nice job of scheming against Benedictine. Here's a nice feed, right side. The shot is up in traffic, and no foul called. It's missed. Rebounding it down, Raymond. Here comes Brueggemann. Look away to Josie. It's a 3 for Josie, too strong. And a rebound. Stork crashes in, and she walks away smiling. She got away with one maybe right there. A lot of contact, and it'll be Benedict, or it'll be Central Methodist basketball out of bounds off Stork, but no Nicole foul. 4 minutes and 20 to go in the third. Lady Ravens are going to press a little bit coming up the floor. The ball over to the near side. It's going to be Ben Zeus in the game. Kicks it back to the left to Trotter. And as she tries to dribble the ball in, it just bounces off her leg. And that happens. You always feel bad, particularly the senior from University Place, Washington. She came to Central Methodist out of South Puget Sound Community College. I think Brian Higgins spent some time in Puget Sound one summer, enjoying the life of the Pacific Northwest, watching quails off the shores. Inside 4 minutes to go now in the third quarter, and once again the officials are stopping play and having a little confab out on top. And they are going to say to reset the shot clock. It's at 20. Are they resetting it fully? Was there, in fact, a possession change? And apparently there was. 30 on the shot clock. Okay. 3:56 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine out on top. Nicholson feeds in the middle. Stork traveled with it. She got confused. She thought about shooting, then she thought about passing, and then she changed her mind again and started about shooting, and all of that moved her feet. So Josie coming out of the game and in for the lineup for Benedictine for the first time today is going to be Riley Wade, the 5'9 senior out of Olathe, Kansas. Riley has come into her senior year. She's been with the program for quite some time, and now she's going to come up with a steal. Here comes Wade. Skips it right side. Back to Wade. Easy layup. Missed a point-blank bunny. Here comes Central Methodist. And now it's going to be stolen back by BC. Morales coming up with it. Here's Brueggemann. Look away, pass left side. Kennedy, no. Rebound, Morales. She makes a power move. Hits the lane. She clears out, puts the defender on the floor, and Kerman picks up the foul. Third foul of the ball game for Kerman Morales. She looked a little like Saquon Barkley coming into the off the left tackle right there. She kind of got that forearm out and made a little room in the lane. 3:21 to go in the third quarter. Still 45-35 Benedictine. No one has scored in a very long time. Free throw is up and good right there for Central Methodist. Tristan Porter. That's Tristan's first point of the game. CMU, over their last six, have not scored in nearly 4 minutes, and now a couple of free throws will break that drought. It is 45-37. And in that three-plus minutes, Benedictine is on a 7-0 run until those free throws snap that. Ravens up the floor. Here's Morales back to Nicholson. 3:10 to go in the third quarter. Stork, left side, Brueggemann from 14. Another two for Brueggemann. Riley now at 17 points. We are inside 3 to go in the third. Over to the right side. Back out on top of the MU. They had an open shot over here on the edge and passed it up. And that's Malouk Miller. She's in the game for the first time tonight. Miller, a 5'9 sophomore from Columbia, Missouri. Back around to the right side. The dish, the three. Air ball strong. Ravens to catch it on the fly. Brueggemann coming up with the ball. Outlets it up the court, but had a little bit too much on that pass. And it will get away, go out of bounds down at the baseline. With 2 minutes and 26 to go. Malia Miller in the game. Here comes CMU. Ravens press. Central Methodist breaks it, drives it up the floor, feeds over to the left side, and getting inside, missing a point-blank layup. Back the other way it comes. These teams have had some good looks that would not go in tonight. Central Methodist now at 39%. Benedictine at 38%. Here's a three. Oh, air ball. Wide. Ravens are going to rebound back down off the miss. The fee comes in the middle, and we getting a timeout. Now, again, the officials coming over here, and we're going to have BC putting it in play. 14 on the shot clock. And for some reason, they're putting it back in play. Here we go. Brueggemann with it. Goes to the right. Couple of bumps, underhand shot, draws a foul, will come to the line. The foul is going to be on Johnson. So Kaylin Johnson will join Nautica Washington as players for Central Methodist with four fouls apiece. And at the free throw line, Riley Brueggemann. Again, Riley with 17 points. She started it all off in the opening quarter with a couple of free throws. This one is good. So Brueggemann hits the first one and the second one. And now the ball's loose on the floor in the backcourt. CMU picks it up and makes a basketball move with the ball while lying on the floor. And that means, of course, a travel, and Benedictine putting it back in play. Rhonda Brueggemann just having a great game tonight at the free throw line. She's shooting well, and she has not shot well at the free throw line this season. Here's a shot from underneath for Morales. Missed it, got a run rebound, follows it up, missed it, but got fouled. And this foul is on Samaya Stevens. So Central Methodist, way over the limit. That was her seventh third-quarter foul. And the free throw is good for Morales. That is Kerman's fourth point. And her first point since a three-pointer back in the opening quarter. Minute and a half to go in the third. Second free throw, got them both. Carmen Morales with five. And it is 51-37. Into the forecourt with a basketball and swinging it over to the left side. CMU works it back off on top. Gets it way up here to Adams. Dumps it over to the right side. Trotter back out on top. They'll go to Copeland. Work around the perimeter. Kicks it over to Adams. Adams plays off the screen, thinking about the shot. And now there's going to be a foul off the ball by Central Methodist. An illegal screen by Mary Copeland, her third foul. So for the Eagles, four on Washington, four on Johnson, three on Stevens, three on Copeland. And here comes Benedictine and Riley Brueggemann. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Nicholson to Stork. Kicks it back over to Wade. Into the corner. Nicholson. There's three. Kennedy Nicholson. Her first point of the game. Coming here with 50 seconds left in the third quarter. 54-37. Lady Ravens have opened up their largest advantage of the game now at 17 points. CMU with the ball, 14 on the shot clock. The pull-up jumper is up and in. Kayla Adams with seven. 54-39. The game clock and shot clock less than a second apart now as we're approaching the end of the third. Nicholson jumps it over to Stewart. Back out on top. It'll come to Brueggemann. 14, 13 left in the quarter. Right side, Wade. Looking for Stork, looking for Stork. Instead, we'll go Morales. Back it goes to Morales, and she will get fouled. 4 seconds to play in the third quarter. And that foul is going to be on Porter. Kristen Porter's first foul. The free throw by Carmen. Around it goes and in. Carmen Morales at six now. Looks it over, and there's seven for Carmen. Morales, who averages only 4.5 a ball game, having a good evening. And a long shot at the buzzer off the mark. It's halftime, or rather, it's the end of three quarters. Wow. Not one to back up on you, Brian. It's three quarters done in the ladies' game. We'll be back, fourth quarter on tap. It's Benedictine, 56, Central Methodist, 39.
Secure peace of mind for 2024. Hi, this is Brett with Naughty Pine Oil Company. We are your local, third-generation, family-owned source for bulk fuel, serving Northeast Kansas. I am inviting you now to lock in your fuel price for 2024. Prepay before you're in and enjoy stability in your fuel costs. Act now and call 785-364-3711 today for more details.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Second consecutive quarter, Central Methodist has 11 in the quarter, and Benedictine continues to extend its lead, 56-39. For Central Methodist, one player in double figures, it's Samaya Stevens with 10. For Benedictine, 19. For Riley Brueggemann, Lauren Dubert, 11. Josie with 10. So three Lady Ravens in double figure scoring. Jennifer Jacobs still looking for her first point of the game, and the Lady Ravens with Jacobs and Riley Roddinghouse out there, Lauren Dubert on the floor, Josie Weiser, and it's going to be Hattie Gross starting the fourth quarter. So four of the starting five out there for Benedictine. Driving across to the right side, traveling with the basketball. Yeah, good call by the official. In the hands of Samaya Stevens, she tried to reach outside, pull that trailing pivot foot a little bit, turning it over. And here comes Benedictine. Hattie Gross up court with it. Kicks it over to Dubert just before they get into the forecourt. Top side, Jennifer Jacobs. Back over to Hattie. Out on top. Here's Dubert going three. No. Rebound. Cleared away by CMU. Johnson coming up with the basketball, and Kalen will outlet it up the floor, and the driving shot missed in a Raven foul. It is going to be Lauren Dubert and her second foul tonight. First fourth quarter foul for either team, and coming to the line for CMU is going to be Sheree Trotter. Sheree strolls up there, a 71.4% free throw shooter. First one is up and good. Second one is up, and it is also good. Sheree at 8 now. And it is 56-41. 9:20 to go in the game. Dubert to Gross. Hattie back out on top. Here's a feed underneath, and it's going to be off the fingertips of Jennifer Jacobs. And back up with it, Central Methodist. CMU down the left side in the forecourt, threading the needle with a cross-court pass. Porter has it. I'll tell you, Tristan Porter has a very large and looks like difficult to run with brace device on her right knee. Here's the ball going to be into the middle and in. Mishandled it just a little bit. Lost out of bounds by Central Methodist. Lady Ravens are going to have it back in front of backcourt. CMU is going to bring Mary Copeland back into the game. Full court pressure will be put on by Central Methodist. And as Benedictine gets it inbound, they're going to turn it over with a travel on the catch of the inbound play. Lauren Dubert trying to rally her team out here a little bit. 8:20 to go in the game. And now on the inbound, we have a foul before the clock starts rolling. It's going to be Riley Roddinghouse and her third foul. Benedictine, a minute and a half into the fourth quarter with two fouls already. Central Methodist with none. Lady Ravens up 56-41. The BC guys now coming out of the locker room, getting ready for their game, and we will have an offensive foul on Central Methodist, and I've got five on her. Is that five? It's on Kalen Johnson, and I suspect, yeah, there it is. So Kalen will foul out of the game with a long way to go, 8:21 to play. She will end the night with 2 points. So she will be done for the evening. Kalen Johnson, 18 minutes of playing time, 2 points from the opening quarter, and that was it. Here comes Benedictine up court, and Lauren Dubert slides down the left side, accelerates, goes all the way to the box, brings it out on top. Here's a three, Roddinghouse. There it is. How about that? Nice shot, Riley Roddinghouse. Riley with 6 points on a three, a two, and a one. Here's the feed left side, running shot wide open and good. Knocking that one down is going to be Copeland. 59-43. Josie starts to drive to the left side. Josie had a three-point game Saturday. Here's a three for Dubert. Nope. Rebounded down Weiser. Nope. Rebounded down Weiser. Yep. So Josie Weiser with a dozen now. And it's 61-43. And coming into the forecourt, another Benedictine foul. It's going to be on Lauren Dubert. It'll be her third. She didn't foul all in the first half. Now Josie coming up with a steal. It's 2-on-1. Josie to Lauren and misses the layup. Back up with it will come Central Methodist. Benedictine leading at 61-43. They'll spin it around to the left side, move it deep into the corner, rotate it back off on top. Tristan Porter with the basketball, holding it with the right hand, directing a little traffic with the left, feeds it to the right side of the free throw line. Now the backdoor pass, and not thinking it was for her, Kayla Adams ducks out of the way. The pass sails beyond her and out of bounds, coming back to Benedictine. With 7 minutes left in the ball game, it is a 61-43, 18-point lead. I would have expected maybe a couple of players coming to the scorer's table, but for neither team has anyone come there. Benedictine has played 11 tonight. Central Methodist has played, what, 8 or 9, maybe. Topside, Josie Weiser. Lady Ravens on offense, shot clock at a dozen. Josie dribbles it out on top, goes over to Dubert, 8 on the shot clock. Clark starts right, goes left, pulls up, jump shot, and it bounded around and somehow found its way in. Nicely done, Lauren Dubert with the 13 points. 63-43. Benedictine up 20. It is their largest lead now. CMU, little hook pass back on top. Drive it to the free throw line. Pulling it up from 15 and knocking it home. It's going to be Nautica Washington. And we'll have an Eagle timeout. Timeout of the court is 6:14 to go in the ladies' game. It's Benedictine 63, Central Methodist 45.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
So we're going to pick up a little tempo with the jazz band because the electric guitar coming in here with 6:14 to go in the ladies' game. So we'll be expecting some different kind of tunes in the game too tonight, which is coming up here on Care Radio. And we'd like to think 7:30, but it might be a moment or two later than that, but not too much off that. 6:14 to go in the ladies' game right now. And Benedictine with a commanding 18-point lead, 63-45. Welcome back here to the Nolan with Joseph taking over the wheel. It's like when Mr. Spock comes in and takes over the comm, you know, on the Enterprise. It's kind of the same thing. Got good guys running the ship back in the Care Studios. Benedictine into the forecourt. Brueggemann with the basketball. Brueggemann, Nicholson, Weiser, Jacobs, Roddinghouse. There's your Raven 5. Right side is going to be knocked away from Josie, but she's able to recover it. Kicks it to Kennedy. She'll go left, go in, go up. Doesn't get it. Rebound, Jennifer. Jacobs got fouled. So Jacobs is coming to the free throw line. She's got a couple of free throws here. She's looking to take that goose egg off her scoring column. That elusive first point of the night. And there it is. Jennifer's on the board, and Benedictine leading it again by 19. One more shot from the Capon senior. Got them both. 65-45. Once again, Benedictine by 20. CMU, right side, the long three. Online, but too long. Brueggemann with the board. Waves it up the court. Starts right, goes left, loses it. Jacobs in the right spot to pick it up. It got fouled again. And this one is going to be on Copeland. For Mary, it'll be number 4. So Central Methodist, with one player having already fouled out, they've got two more players with 4 fouls each, another one with 3. So lots of fouls today. This free throw rolls around and in. So Jennifer Jacobs has hit 3 in a row at the free throw line. This one dips out. Rebounded down, Josie. Weiser comes up with a basketball, and here come the Lady Ravens with 5.5 to play. The feed underneath, I don't know what that horn was, and the shot clock was the issue here. And now they will stop playing, come over, check on that, make any corrections that might be necessary. And we are going to fix the shot clock, I think. You know what we are going to do, Joseph? We're going to let these guys sort it out. We're going to take a timeout. It's a 21-point game with 5:26 to go. I bet I could figure this out a lot quicker, but we're going to let them do it. 66-45, Benedictine in front. We're taking a break. Be right back.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Have you back with us here in the Nolan Gym. Joseph in the studio now, and Tom Couch with the courtside. His officiating crew is still working on it. I understand getting it right. I firmly understand and appreciate that, but we are also a 21-point game with 5 minutes to go. So, let's see how much they really move that shot clock. They moved it by 2 seconds. It'll be Lady Raven basketball at their offensive end, right side of the lane from the baseline, 12 on the shot clock, 5 minutes to go in the game. It'll come in, and Kennedy Nicholson will step on the sideline, and so it took 2 seconds to turn it over, and here comes Central Methodist. CMU has Washington, Trotter, Porter, Ben Zeus in Copeland. For Benedictine, Roddinghouse and Jacobs, Weiser, Brueggemann, and Nicholson. Now Benedictine with a steal, Josie with a layup. Josie Weiser, 14 points now. And it is 68-45. Skip pass over to the right side. Drive into the lane, backing, twisting, turning, moving the pivot foot a little bit. Are they gonna go with the 3 seconds? I was going for the travel, but the 3 seconds will ultimately bring you the same result. 4:45 left in the game. Lady Ravens bringing it in, and here comes Brueggemann. She'll run it up and run it right. Nicholson to Weiser. Back out on top, Jacobs. Brueggemann. Benedictine going to be patient maybe, burn a little time off the clock. 12 seconds. Brueggemann left side with 10. Looks underneath for Josie. Wide open, a nice step inside by Josie. Up and in it goes. Brueggemann the assist. Weiser with 16. 70-45. And the Ravens with a steal. Here comes Nicholson. She'll dish it over to Josie. Missed it. Josie gets it. 18 for Josie, 72-45. And again, Benedictine allowing at home 58.8 a game. Central Methodist will not get to that number tonight. CMU with it out on top. Starts left, pulls right, 17-footer. Knocks it down. Pretty shot by Kayla Adams. 72-47. Coast to coast, Brueggemann got pushed from behind. And we'll come to the free throw line, I suspect. The foul is going to be on CMU and Tristan Porter. A couple of fouls on Porter for Benedictine. Multiple substitutions will come in. In fact, four. So, on the left side of the lane for the Ravens, it'll be Carmen Morales. On the right side of the lane for Benedictine will be Riley Wade. At the free throw line, Riley Brueggemann. And in the backcourt, we've got Michaela Bauman and Hattie Gross. First free throw, good. First fourth quarter point for Brueggemann, and she is at 20. Second free throw, got them both. Benedictine with an opportunity this season to go to the triple Riley offense, but I don't remember having seen that yet this year. But it's something to think about. In a 20-plus point game with 3 minutes to go, you got to have something to think about, and that's one of them. And a turnover by Central Methodist on a pass into the corner, the Karens into the band. It would be the guy with the saxophone. I don't know the long sax or the short sax. That's the medium-sized one over there that fielded that. Here come the Lady Ravens. Bauman has the ball to Gross. Got to see Hattie take a shot or two. She's been getting some playing time. And we'll have a travel by Carmen Morales. 2:50 left in the game. Lady Ravens about ready to pick up their 15th win of the year. Going to go to 12-2 in the heart. They will be following only Mid-America, who's 15-0 and 17-2 coming into their game tonight with Peru State. And by the way, they will not have any trouble with Peru State. Here's a right side three. In and out for the Eagles. Brueggemann pulls down the rebound between three defenders. Coming up the floor, scans it in front of her, feeds in the lane, kick to the right. Hattie on the court, up, and it won't fall. Rebound out of play. Which way is it going? Eagle basketball. Again, looking for some of the young players who get this playing time to take advantage of it, and for Hattie Gross, averaging about right at 3 points a game. And she's a good offensive player, so just got to get some opportunities. The shot missing, offensive rebound, followed up, and in will it count. We will have a foul, and it is going to be on Michaela Bauman. Substitutions coming in for Central Methodist. We will pick them up. Michaela Bauman will have her first foul of the game, and they will say no shots taken. It'll be inbounded by Central Methodist. We're inside 2 minutes to go. Eagles looking to put it in. Bouncing it into the right side. It's on the floor. They'll save it up on top. CMU has it left side. That is going to be Malia Miller. Miller over to Ellie Tubert. Tubert on top to Alana Crumley, who will shoot. Blocked away! Carmen with the block, Benedictine into the forecourt. Down to a minute and a half left. Riley goes over to the Riley. Back out on top. It's Hattie. She'll fall away, and offensive foul. So Hattie Gross will pick up an offensive foul, and back up with it will come CMU. I got Alyssa Beaumont in the game for Central Methodist. Alyssa is a 5'6 sophomore from Quebec. I think that's how they say it in Canadian. Quebec. 1 minute to go in the game. Oh, that's a really long three. Hits the back of the rim and a really long rebound. It's going to be cleared away by Carmen Morales, who towers over everybody on the floor right now. Here's Michaela. Feeds in the middle. Wade goes right side. Hattie. She'll cut across. Crossover. Got it! The bucket by Hattie Gross. 76-47. And a turnover by Central Methodist and up court pass that just kind of gets away and out of bounds. This may be the Lady Ravens' final possession of the game. Shot clock in play here with 40 seconds now to go. Hattie will have it left side. goes in, feeds across, Morales, power move and scores, Carmen for two. 8 points, Carmen Morales, 78-47. Central Methodist, right side, looking off on top, pass down to the baseline, it's going to be Miller with it, lobs it off on top. 13 on the shot clock. Here's a three from the left. No. Rebound tipped around. Saved by Central Methodist. We're getting a foul called here. Brueggemann still holds onto the ball to show the official. I didn't grab her arm. I'm hanging onto the basketball. But it will be a foul. And it'll be the first foul of the game for Riley Brueggemann. And it will put Malia Miller at the free throw line. Her first shot. Not going to go in. Malia is 6 of 8 at the free throw line this year. Averages a couple of points a game. And the second one will go. It is good. So it is 78-48. Shot clock's off. Lady Ravens aren't going to shoot it. Your final score tonight in the Nolan. The Benedictine Lady Ravens, 78. Central Methodist, 48. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, the guys' teams are taking the court, getting warmed up. The second half of our Hoops doubleheader will be underway here before you know it. But prior to that, let's recap the women's win. It was an impressive victory for the Benedictine Lady Ravens, who jumped out to a four-point lead at the end of the opening quarter, but saw Central Methodist battle back, take a one-point lead. But then the Lady Ravens turned it on and raced to a very impressive 30-point victory here tonight. Central Methodist, a couple of players in double figures as Samaya Stevens and Nautica Washington had 10 apiece, 9 in the ballgame for Kayla Adams. Sheree Trotter, 7. It dropped pretty dramatically then to what? Mary Copeland with 4. And thank you, sir. Copeland with 4, 2 apiece for Johnson and Porter and Crumley, and 1 for Miller. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, what a nice game for Riley Brueggemann. 19 points through three quarters, into the game with 21 tonight. So Riley Brueggemann pacing the way for all scorers. Josie Weiser with 18 this evening. Also double figures for Lauren Dubert, 13. Half a dozen, eight tonight for Carmen Morales off the bench. Half a dozen for Riley Roddinghouse. It was 3 points tonight. Nicole Stork on 3 of 3 at the free throw line. Who else do we have? 3 points for Jennifer Jacobs and 3 points tonight for Kennedy Nicholson. Hattie Gross with 2 late in the game. So again, the Benedictine ladies go to 15-3 on the season. They are 12-2 in the conference. Central Methodist is now 7-13. And 4-12 in the heart. Don't go away. Likely we'll be talking to Coach Chad Folsom here in a little bit. He's got other requirements and responsibilities to take care of. But if he gets a chance, he's going to be coming up here and we'll talk to him. So stay tuned for that. And, of course, stay tuned for the guys' game coming up here on CARE at about 16, 17 minutes. Final score getting in the ladies' outing tonight. Benedictine 78, Central Methodist 48. Right now, though, we're kicking it back to our man, Joseph. He's in the CARE Sports Studio. We will not be long. All right. Coach, I saw you coming up.
All right.
We're under
ready to go. All
welcome.
Right. Thank you.
Chad Bolsom, head coach of the Lady Ravens. Coach, that was a really nice win for the girls here tonight. I liked it.
It was. You know, kind of a, you know, I don't know if we brought the best of energy to begin with, but we kind of got things going there when the press started coming and, you know, just kind of little by little by little kept pulling away, you know, throughout the whole game.
Now, giving Central Methodist its due before we get started. Early in the game, they didn't give you nothing in the middle. You were a long time getting points inside. You were scoring well from the outside, but they kind of had you bottled up.
They were. You know, they were. Last time we played them, they were doubling us down low, so we expected a little bit of that, and they did bring some of that at us. But, you know, then we started getting all their bigs in foul trouble throughout the game, and, you know, we're able to get it in there as the game wore on and definitely had some nice touches and finishes down in the paint.
Your defense has been so good, especially at home. You're giving up, 58 or so points a game, and tonight you give up 48. I mean, how much can you say about that defense?
No, that's great. You know, I feel like in the last, I don't know, 10 games, maybe right before Christmas till now, we're starting to really, our goal is to keep people under 60, and I think we've done it every single game. So that's been nice to see the defense there. In the beginning of the year, we were putting up lots of points, but so was the other team. You know, we were winning by 20, but it was 90 to 70. You know, now we're Garden and it's 78-50, you know, something in that range, 58. So we're doing a good job defensively, and you know, that's always the key to trying to win a championship. You got to be able to guard.
Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about Ronda Brueggemann and what a game. But before we get to her, we're seeing Hattie get to play a lot more. I mean, when you go to the bench, it's always, you know, you got to decide who comes in. Hattie's getting more and more playing time. My question, I guess, for you is, what is she doing that you like, or what's happening in practice? How has she earned this extra time?
Right. You know, she's always, from the get-go, she's always very coachable, you know, always learning, always paying attention, you know, always doing things the right way and what we're doing. And, you know, she's putting the ball in the hole as well, you know, having a nice little mid-range game, up fake and drive, and has been playing solid D. So I feel like, you know, she's getting more and more comfortable with the college game and definitely earning these opportunities she's getting right now.
Before you recruited her, had you ever been to Frankfort, Kansas before?
No, I hadn't. You know, no, I hadn't. You're right. You know, I mean, we've got a lot of kids from up in that area. You know, we got Seneca and, you know, and we've got Blue Rapids up there in the Valley Heights. And so we've got some players from that area. And we got another one coming from Centralia next year. So there's some good talent up in that area of Kansas. And it's nice to see them coming to Benedictine College.
And you're not too far from Seneca, which you not only have Riley Roddinghouse, but I've seen a lot of purple in the crowd tonight.
Yeah, it was nice. You know, Coach Hilden Hadgen over there, he called me up or texted me and said, hey, we're going to bring our team in. And, yeah, he had, he said he had 40 of them. So he brought 40 gals and they filled up the whole section. It was great. But yeah, it was nice for them to come and then to get to see Riley Roddinghouse play well. You know, who used to be there at Nemaha Central, where they are.
We talk about how you get to recruit a lot of girls from close to home, but, and along with the gets to come and all of this stuff, but you get to do things like this. And how cool is that, right?
It is. You know, the last game we had Centralia come watch us, you know, and then next game I think DeKalb bringing their boys and girls over. So
you've had JC in here, you've had a bunch of them.
Yep, and it over DeKalb, Twyla Carafillo that used to play for us as one of the assistants, you know, so they're bringing their squad over on Saturday. So it's nice to have these teams, you know, come in and play. We offered it to them in the beginning of the year. Effingham come over and watch us. Moore Hill's been here, so you know, we have our team camp in the summer, and then we reach out to a lot of high schools. And then at the beginning of the year, we reached out again and said, hey, if you want to come to any games, let us know. So if anybody still out there wants to come watch, just reach out. We'll put you on the pass list and come in and watch good basketball.
I tell you, if you come, what you're going to see is good basketball. And tonight you saw great basketball out of Riley Brueggemann. You were talking about that short little jump shot. Riley came down, they refused to defend her, and she refused to miss.
Yeah, right. You know, there's several possessions in a row in the second quarter that kind of opened it up for us. Yeah. Good little pull-ups in transition or coming off a screen and getting, you know, 5-10-foot jump shots. She's got great touch. Was knocking them down there tonight for sure.
And, again, we've talked about her before, but
The scoring is fantastic for her. I mean, there's always that. But what I just really enjoy watching, I love watching her bring the ball up the floor. I mean, I like the chin is up. She's scanning the floor. She sees everything going on ahead of her. And you could just see the gears turning as she's figuring out what's going to develop down there.
Yeah, definitely. You know, she's got a high basketball IQ and handles the ball really well, you know, and doesn't get rattled out there with the ball. And, sees the floor really well, makes good passes, and definitely has the ability to score like she did tonight.
A couple of more quick things. Number one, how crazy, what is there, 4 home games left? Something like that?
I don't even know.
Yeah, I think that's right. I believe that's right. I think there's 5
counts. I know. I was just thinking that the other night. We've got like 4 or 5 more weeks of season, right? Before postseason. So it's moving really, really quickly here. And, so hopefully we can get a good crowd out on Saturday.
And that was my next thing, because you're going to be back home again for one of those rare left home games. You're going to be here Saturday, and it should be good. You got to get people out.
Definitely. You know, 2 o'clock game. We're playing Mid-American Nazarene. They're ranked 14th in the country, number one team in the conference. They beat us down at their place early in the year. So hopefully we get a great crowd in here. It should be good basketball here in the Ralph Nolan on Saturday.
Coach, I'm sure it's going to be. We're looking forward to that. Again, congratulations. Great win for the ladies tonight.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Tom.
You bet. See you Saturday, Coach.
All right. Sounds good.
Tell you what, Joseph, you're going to take this for me for a couple of minutes. We'll be back. It'll be the guys' turn here on CARE.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.